Maybe the show isn't funny quite as often as it should be. And maybe things don't change enough to be called creativity. To those who think that this show's the best, what the fuck is wrong with you? NEAS Out Podcast. NEAS Sound Podcast.
Well, welcome. Did you like that, Ben? Yes, I noticed you cracked a little smile when I put the baby crying in the song, right?
That's funny.
That's kind of funny. I mean, just the idea of it, it's like, what the heck? Where'd this baby come from? I guess people are probably thinking. So what's up, Ben? How's it going? I noticed we're both wearing blue. Did we? Is that...
It's probably like a common color.
Yeah, but still, it's pretty. You got to admit it's pretty cute, because even the, like, I admit blue is very common, but we're like wearing the same shade of blue.
Yeah, it is a really similar shade.
Yeah, it really is. Like, we look kind of like twins almost. You know what I mean? I have a little bit more hair. A little bit more. I just want to be clear on that. I'm not bragging. I mean, I have a little bit, but my hair situation is not ideal. But I got a little bit more. I don't have the Larry David situation yet. But I promise you, and this is my promise, because fuck, one of us has to do it. If I do get that style of hair going on, I will do full long Larry David hair. So Ben, what's happening? How was your week? Oh, I'll tell you what. I fucking know some of it because I saw you in person.
Oh yeah,
that was fucked. That was fucked up.
It's really snowy right now.
Mm-hmm.
I only went outside once to go across the street to Tim Hortons.
So you didn't work today?
I worked from home.
I see. Because I was gonna say we should be recording earlier then if you didn't work, and that was my hope, and that's why I sent you the message. Hey, you think we could record a bit earlier? Because I thought there's no way he went all the way to work. Like, that's how crazy it is in Vancouver right now. It's like a foot of snow, snowed all day long. And I'll tell you, I was awake at 3 a.m. and it was already snowing, and it just didn't stop. Like 9 or 10 full hours of just like heavy snowfall. It's nice snow though. It's nice, soft snow. It's like packs well. It's good, fun snow. So I have been out. I went out for a couple. I've had to take Milo out, of course. Some of us have what's known as responsibilities in this world. So I had to take Milo out to the park. Milo loves the park. He, as you can imagine, loves it even more when it's snowing out. I mean, come on, dogs and snow. He's just jumping around. He's having the best time of his life. What about your cat? Has your cat ever experienced snow?
I opened the door for her and she didn't seem very interested.
Yeah, that's kind of how cats are. Cats are like, oh, yeah, no, I see it. Oh, it's kind of cool, I guess. Yeah, I mean, no, I'm fine over here. I see it. I don't need to, like, go out in it or anything.
My parents' cat, like, he would jump through it.
He got into it.
Yeah, because he's an outdoor cat. And he runs around.
Of course. So, Ben, let's get into it. You came over to my baby shower. You came over to my house. It's not the first time you've been to my house, right? Because you've been there once to record, or twice. Did you force your way in twice?
Twice.
Yeah, you forced your way in twice. And so, I mean, I don't know. Home is a, would it be called a home invasion? Breaking in? I don't know how you would classify it legally, but it was against my will. That's for sure. I put up a great opposition to it. And you said, no, it's the only way we can record. I can't do it. And so you forced your way into my home. And I was kind of like, honestly, it was so heavy handed that I started thinking, is he casing the place? Is he going to come back later or whatever? But you showed up to the baby shower. Now, do you know what I'm going to ask you?
Yeah.
You know what's coming, right?
Yeah, I think so.
So I just want to let everyone know we had a few people come to the baby shower. My brother, my mom, Ariel's brother was there, Ariel's mom, a couple of Ariel's friends. Stefan was there as well. My brother's partner and his kids. And it was good. And they all arrived at around the time when it was sort of specified. And I guess fucking Johnny Cool Guy over here decides he's going to fucking sidle up fucking fashionably late. This guy rolls in a solid 25 minutes after everybody else. So my question for you is, and I can, and if you're wondering, yes, I confronted him about it in front of everybody. No, I didn't really do that. I quietly said to him when he came in, I just quietly mentioned to him, right? You can say this. I didn't make a big deal of it, but I quietly mentioned, you are the last person to arrive. I just said that to him. Just so you know, you are the last person to arrive. So what's the explanation for it? I can see you're already looking to defend yourself. So and don't you dare put any of the responsibility on your beautiful girlfriend, because she came over. I met her for the first time. What an absolute fantastically nice and kind, an absolute hit. I mean, Ariel was like, oh, she's fantastic. We got to go hang out. You know, we got to go on double dates and everything like that. So don't you, even if it is her responsibility, we're not hearing it. You're going to have to take full responsibility here. So let's hear.
Yeah. Well, it was my fault. Well,
I know.
I was trying to be like, I didn't want to be there right on time.
Understandably.
I wanted to be like,
yeah.
I was trying to be like 15 minutes late, and then it took longer than I thought.
Kind of got away from you a little bit.
Yeah.
What was the route? Don't give me the route, because then you'll be able to tell where my house is.
I picked up my girlfriend first, but I thought she lived like sort of close, but she actually lives like not close at all.
Oh, you thought she lives close to... Oh, that's interesting. You don't know where your girlfriend lives? Or you don't know where I... Wait, you've been to both.
In my head, it was...
But you've been to both. Like, you've been to both places, just to be clear. Yeah. Like, not even that long ago, you've been to both of these places. And you've lived in Vancouver your whole life?
Yeah,
so you know the streets and stuff. So, but you made a little bit of a snafu. You thought, oh, but it turns out it was maybe a little bit out of the way. It took you in a different direction to go pick her up.
Yeah.
I got you. Well, so, you kind of are.
The right way in one direction.
You kind of are trying to blame her, and we can all see it happening. And
there's more traffic than I thought.
Yes, traffic. Traffic will get you, definitely. So, did you have a good time? Did you have fun at the party? It was pretty low key, but it was pretty fun. I enjoyed it. You know, there's a lot of people there that haven't met each other. Have you met my mom or my brother before?
I've met your brother once at the live show.
Oh yeah,
I haven't met your mom before.
And she was at the live show, but she told me, she's like, she saw you, and she's like, she fucking bolted. She was there. She was with my brother. She saw you fucking rolling up, and she was like, boing. You know, she was right up and out, right up out of there like a cartoon. What's the word I'm looking for? You know what I mean? Where you're just like, you all of a sudden you're gone, you know? Anyways, regardless, she didn't want to talk to you. So you did meet her for the first time. That's exciting for her. She doesn't listen to the podcast, but she reads the description. She's a patron and she reads the description. So she'll comment sometimes like, oh, very funny description. You know what I mean? But she doesn't want to listen. She's not interested, but she knows you from the descriptions. So that was kind of cool, I think, for her to meet you. What was your highlight of the party?
The food was pretty good.
The food was pretty good. Let me tell you, Ariel's friend made some great food, and there was some snacks, and but these cupcakes, there was carrot maple cupcakes with a pecan on top of the icing. They're kind of like a carrot muffin almost, you know, with icing on top of them. And oh my goodness, man, we had a whole thing of them at our house after, you know. I mean, I want to say 15 of them left. And fucking, we ate them in like 2 days, Ariel and I. We just could not stop. Those things were really, really good. So, yeah, that was a lot of fun. It was nice to see you outside of work, you know what I mean? When we could actually, like, kind of...
Yeah,
because we're very professional in this type of setting. And I know there's a lot of stuff we don't feel like we can talk about and stuff like that because it's a professional work setting. So it was kind of cool to just have a relaxed atmosphere and just to chit-chat or whatever. All right, so other than that...
Pin the tail on the donkey was good.
Pin the tail on Milo, actually. It was pin the tail on the donkey, but Ariel's friend Nate had actually drawn a Milo, our dog, and made a bunch of different tails. Mine was pretty good. I had the hot dog tail, and I got mine quite close to where it was supposed to be. So that was kind of cool for me. How did you... Yours wasn't that close, right? It was okay, but it wasn't that good.
It was sort of close, but I kind of cheated by accident.
Oh, you cheated.
I touched the wall.
Oh, yes. You were the one that cheated, and then we had to change all the rules around. And then some people were like, who is that? Like, who does he know? And it was pretty awkward. So what else did you get up to, in the week, as far as, other things?
Well, one thing I told you already. Oh, I went to a show that my girlfriend did.
So hang on.
They came to it too.
Hang on. Did you tell me like in real life?
Yeah.
Doesn't count.
I went to that show. Well, Ante came. I talked to him before. And then also, I think I can just say his name.
Wait, hang on a second. Okay, just give me one. Let's start your storytelling. It never starts at the beginning. Like, the story is always like, you're just in it. You're like, whoa, hang on. What? What's going on? We're in the story now? You know what I mean? Like, what the heck? How do we get here? Ante? Ante's there. Okay. So this was a show that at the China Cloud.
Stand up and improv,
and then at the end of the show, all the stand ups and they all do like a big improv jam together, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And you went and you checked it out, and you went with Ante.
Yeah, and then also, my friend from my acting class was there, but I didn't know he was going to be there.
So this is kind of exciting for you. And when you say friend, like how close of friends are you?
Because
sometimes you're like, this guy's my friend, and then you're like, you don't know his last name, you don't know like where he fucking, you know nothing about him, you don't know where he lives, you don't know if he has a partner.
We weren't that close before, but my he's in my acting class, and now I talk to him a lot.
Okay, you said, I could probably just say his name, like
Michael.
Yeah.
Last time we made up a fake name for him. But...
Oh, Leonardo?
Yeah, maybe. I said Gerald, and then I think you gave him a better one.
I think it was Leonardo, but no, maybe not. Maybe not. But so is this the guy that... This isn't the guy that fucking big dicked you, is it? Like the guy who was like, you seem like you're a first timer.
Oh, no, no.
Oh, good. Thank God. That was Leonardo.
Oh, yeah.
So I get them confused. Who's this guy? Do I know this guy?
He was in my improv classes before.
No, I mean, like, do I know him in the podcast? Like, have you mentioned him in the podcast?
Well, I just said I asked him, like, what acting class he's taking to find this one.
I gotcha. Okay, so he's the guy. He was your plug. He was your acting plug. He hooked you up with the acting class. He probably got a finder's fee on that shit. You know what I mean? He's like, yo, you get a couple of these fucking fish on the line, buddy, we'll give you a nice little fucking kickback. All right, so what happens at this show? You're just, like, sitting there watching? What the fuck?
I got there way too early because it was like minus 13 that day, so I was worried it might take longer, but then it didn't at all. And then also I thought it was show at 8, but it was actually doors at 8. And then I saw my girlfriend before the show, And then
he saw his girlfriend before the show. Everything seemed a-okay. But then
well, I went into the venue and I saw Ante right before too. And
Ante,
then
a former friend, but is he still a friend? Well, that's something we'll find out.
Well, I went to look for a seat, and then
can you imagine
sort of disappeared.
Standing for the entire show? He needed to find a seat. No, he must find a seat.
My girlfriend went to like the backstage area, so I didn't know where she was.
She went and where then the performers are.
Yeah.
And you're just like, you're not familiar with that area? Oh, I don't even know where you'd find somebody who's performing on the show. So she just kind of left you. Now she didn't like stay to you, probably because you were like doing something and she just had to go, right? She had to go because it was a show.
Yeah.
Right? She wasn't like being rude, right?
No. And then I saw my friend Michael and I sat beside him.
That was kind of nice, though, to have someone to sit beside.
Yeah.
Well, where's Ante?
He sat on the other side of me.
Oh, shit. Little fucking bandwitch. That's a bandwitch. They could Eiffel Tower your ass right there. You ever heard of that?
Ante brought another friend, too.
Oh, shit. Okay. We can find him a hole. So, God, that's really, really, really lowbrow comedy, even for me. I usually keep it a little higher brow than that. Says the guy who just did an interview with the state senator wearing a ball gag. Anyways, so you're at the show. How was it? How was the show? How was, now, when you're watching your girlfriend perform comedy, are you giving it up? Like what's your response like?
I was laughing.
Like, really laughing though?
Well, first stand up I've heard before, so I was probably laughing like a little bit.
I see. It's funny, but it is you're familiar with the jokes, and so it is harder to, and truly, there's some jokes where it doesn't really matter and you just like hear them over and over again. It's very rare. But like, yeah, if you know what the misdirect is gonna be, or like, you know, you're already in on the thing, it's, yeah, it makes sense you wouldn't laugh as much. Okay, so she
for improv, I was laughing a lot.
Yeah. So she did stand up and improv.
Yeah.
Did everybody on the show do stand up and improv?
No. Some people did. Well, two people did an improv set at the start, and they got 10 suggestions.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and then
wow, that's a large amount. I mean, come on, that's a lot of suggestions. Let's give it up. I usually. We'll watch improv. They're getting a couple of suggestions top. So kudos to those performers for managing to do 10 suggestions. Do they do scenes or do they just get the suggestions?
It took like half their time to get the suggestions.
Was it a bit? It wasn't. Because I just thought of, like, I'm sure this has been done before, but that's a really funny bit to go up and do a improv scene and just get suggestions the entire time and then just leave. Like, we get a place. Okay, let's get another location and then just keep doing it, like, for, like, 5 full minutes. Like, all right, yes, perfect, suggestions over there. And, like, and then just never do a scene. I'm not. It's probably, people are gonna be like, yeah, that's the famous fucking Mr. Show fucking thing. And they're gonna fucking give me a bunch of shit, but I'm just saying, it is a funny idea, I think.
Well, and Martin Bayless was on, he did tech, but then he had a bit where, he like set it up like it was AI calls, like how you do it, or like not calls, but like AI like bits.
Okay, hang on a second. Yeah, I'm interested in this. Somebody's trying to do AI comedy? I know that guy, Martin. He's pretty funny. I don't mind him. I remember one time, maybe I've mentioned this before. I always think, I don't even remember what it was. But I remember we were like talking and he said, maybe you were there. But he said something, you know what I mean? That was like, I don't know. He was like overly familiar with me. And he like said something and it was like kind of like me. I just remember that I like responded quite forcibly with him and he was like really put off by it because he's like a little guy, you know, and he was like and I was like, oh, I'm sorry, man, I don't mean it's okay. Like I immediately just felt so bad, you know, because he like responded so like, oh, I'm really sorry, and like I don't remember it well enough. I just remember that I felt bad about it. And he is funny, he is good, but anyways, let's get back to
funny and nice.
He's funny and nice. We like Martin Bayless. We like him definitely. So but we like him as of now, but I might find out a reason why I don't like him if he's mowing daddy's grass. Imagine that. I forbid anyone from doing AI comedy. So tell me what his bit is. Tell me what his bit is.
Okay. Well, but he's introduced it. Like,
listen, don't try to defend your friend Martin. If he's fucking biting from daddy, I'm sorry. I will stop calling myself daddy. I've been watching too much Tom Likas. Okay, so if he's biting from me, he's biting from me. Period. So you don't need to mitigate it. Just tell me what the bit is.
Well, he set it up at the start. Like he's like, this is like from ChatGPT or whatever. But then it was just like clearly him pretending to be an AI.
Oh, that's not what I do.
Yeah.
Ben's like, yeah, you fucking
different.
Yeah, you fucking idiot. If you had just let me say that instead of going on like 900 diatribes about it, if you just let me finish one single fucking thought, then you would have known that. You guys heard that in Ben's voice, right? When I was like, well, that's not what I do at all. And he's like, yeah. He's like, yeah, dipshit. He like, that was just like, that was the first, he like, real, that was the first, it shone through a little bit there where he's like, yeah. Oh yeah, man, give it to him. All right. So yeah,
it was like a different twist on it.
Yeah, and also like, I don't do that. I don't do the ChatGPT thing. Like I don't, or even like a bit surrounding that. Right. That's like I don't use AI in that way. I simply use AI to like make fake voices. That is it. Like that's the only reason.
Set up at least one. Like it was like someone's fake voice. But then it was just him.
But it was him. Okay. But see, that's what I mean. That's not my.
Yeah. When he said it was Obama, but then it was him.
I see. Did it get a laugh?
Yeah.
Okay. Good. God. Well, no, because if those bits fall flat, you know what I mean? You got like a recording, you got like a whole fucking thing. Oh, and then nobody laughs and you're just standing there. Ugh. Gives me secondhand embarrassment just thinking about it. So I'm glad it worked for him. And he's fine. Listen, everyone. Hey, this is a message to all the shooters. Martin Bayless, take him off your list. He is absolutely good. We love Martin Bayless. Okay, so Ben, what else? I got a question for you. What is the most exciting thing that happened to you this week?
My acting class.
Okay. Hang on, everyone. So we've talked about his acting class a little bit. We talked about it at the fucking baby shower. We literally talked about his shit acting teacher at the baby shower. I'm not even joking. I actually said to the baby shower that I said these words. The guy's got zero IMDb credits. I said that out loud at my baby shower to like a bunch of fucking my family members.
About my teacher.
Yeah, about your teacher. Yeah, I said about your teacher, not about you. Yeah. No. I was actually big upping you a little bit. I was like I was like talking you up. I was saying that you were like on a real deal podcast and done voiceover work. I was being extra kind, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Someone was like confused about our podcast.
Yeah, somebody was confused about it, but once I explained it to them, then they were more confused. Let's be honest. They didn't have a goddamn clue. It was Ariel's brother. He's very smart as well. Very, you know, he can definitely wrap his head around most concepts, I would say. I think he's like, their whole family is very smart. I mean, Ariel is very smart. Their whole family is smart. They're a lot more competent in a lot of ways than I am. But my point being, he could not wrap his head around what the fuck this is. it failed to make any sense to him whatsoever. So, man, you brought the gift as well. We discussed it. It was I just want to say quickly before, I know you're going to talk about your little acting class. To be or not to be. You know what I mean? This is me at the urinal in my acting class. To pee or not to pee? That's me at the urinal at acting class, getting huge laughs from everybody who's in the bathroom with me. So I do want to give a big shout out right now, if I could. She's a weekly listener. She is one of our top listeners. Okay. I will say this. Okay, I don't say this about a lot of listeners because it's not appropriate. I find this listener sexually attractive. Okay, it's not appropriate to say that about most of your listeners. I will say it is appropriate for me to say this about this listener because this listener happens to be the mother of my unborn child and my partner and the love of my life, Ariel. Let's give it up, everybody, for Ariel. She's into the final couple of months here. She's real big in the belly. She's got that big kid inside her ready to plop it out, and we're so excited. And she's done so much as far as, you saw the house, right, Ben? You saw the baby room that she's done.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, she's just done so much around here. And we really do need to give it up for to Ariel. So okay, now you're stupid whatever, like, oh no, sorry, I just wanted to basically say how much I love my wife. Oh, sorry. Get back to your little acting. Some of us are fucking doing life for real. This guy's like, oh, I'd love to get an acting role as a father. Guess what? I'm fucking doing it. I am a father soon. So, okay. So I'm excited, though. And all joking aside, I love hearing about your classes. I love when you go to a class. All right, so how many of you, is this your third acting class?
Second.
Okay. Oh, so is all right, perfect. So
well, this one's different because usually we just do scenes.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean? But it's only your second class.
Yeah, but well, this one, that the last class, the teacher was like, it's instrumentals, and I don't know what that means, but everyone was like, ooh, instrumentals.
Fuck, man. As soon as they said that, fuck, man. Like, if I was sitting in an acting class and then the teacher was like, today, this is going to be instrumentals. And then everyone in the class was like, ooh, instrumentals. I would pull out a fucking Glock 9 and I would unload it in there. I would just start blasting. I wish I had that as a fucking sound alert. I got to get gunshots. That, right? I'm writing that down. I need that as a sound drop, a gunshot, so that when Ben says some shit about his acting class or something where they do something really heinous, I could just fucking just play the gunshot sound so you guys know what I'm talking about, you know? And of course, I'm joking. I'm not. It's not funny to say that. And somebody once did come to a show in Vancouver with a gun and tried to fucking kill people. So it's actually not funny to joke about. You know that, right, Ben?
No.
Oh, did you really not know that?
No.
Have we not talked about it? I think we have. Okay, I'll mention it again because if we did talk about it, it was a long time ago. But I will mention it. You can read about it in the news. It was. It's not funny, by the way. So I don't mean to be rude like that, man, but this is going to be a very serious subject matter. So try not to do your little laughing thing. Somebody lost their life. So somebody did lose their life. Okay. So it was at Little Mountain Gallery. which was an old venue where I used to do my live show, same exact place. That's where I used to do the talk showcase, which was my live talk show. And it was on Main Street in Vancouver. And it was Graham Clark's show, Graham Clark's wrestling show. He used to do a show called Ring-a-Ding-Dong Dandy, one of my favorite live shows where he watches old wrestling clips and talks about them. And yeah, it was one of those shows. And somebody came to the venue with a gun and tried to shoot Dave Shumka, who is Graham Clark's podcast co-host on Stop Podcasting Yourself. You can look these guys up. They have a huge podcast. I've been on it a couple of times. And I don't know why Ben's cracking a smile. So... And so he tried to shoot Dave Shumka and he grazed him. Like Dave Shumka literally like stopped him. He grazed like, and the guy ended up taking his own life. And like, this was like a huge, huge, like insane event that happened at in Vancouver. It was while I was doing comedy. It was like an active comedian. I was like, that was the place I went to like go do comedy. So it was really wild. And I do remember actually one of the like, it really made me think positively of Dave Shumka, because he was like, he didn't harbor ill will. He like felt for the person, the struggle that they had or whatever, and he's like sorry that whatever, you know, he had a really sort of human reaction to it. Anyways, thank you for not laughing, Ben, appreciate that. So my point being, I should not joke about pulling out a gun at a comedy event in Vancouver and shooting people, but guess what, I'm still gonna do it. Okay, so let's get into this. So it's gonna be instrumentals. Like what you never asked what that means?
Not really.
You never found out?
Well, I found out when I went to the next class.
Oh, I see. Okay, great. Okay, here we go.
Here we go.
What type of music would you like? Comedy, cinematic, sad cinematic, silly, mystery, or epic?
Epic. Did it start?
For fuck's sakes. Yeah. Okay. You start the story. 3, 2, 1, go.
Okay, so they said it was instrumentals, and then I asked my friend a bit about it, and he said I talked to him about the show I went to.
Is Michael?
The teacher gives everyone an individual exercise they have to do in front of the class. He said that some people, he'll like, one of them, you have to sing a song. And then...
I remember this.
That happened. One person had to sing a song.
So everyone has to do a different type of performance. Can you give me an example of a different one?
Some of them were really uncomfortable.
Yeah, but give me an example. So song is one of them. What's a different one?
Someone had to talk to their relative after they died.
What?
And then someone had to pretend they're on their deathbed and talk to their relatives.
What?
Someone lied on the ground in the fetal position and had to moan.
Gunshot! Oh man, I'm sorry. I'm like, that's why I will never be in it. And I'm sorry if you guys think I'm bad for this, but if a fucking grown man tells me to lay in the fetal position and moan, then we are fighting. We are having a fight. I mean, this is wild.
Someone had a big tantrum.
I should qualify that. If somebody, a grown man, tells me to lie on the ground in the fetal position and moan, and he has zero IMDb credits, then I am beating the shit out of him right there. And by the way, I'm not actually violent. I want to be clear. I'm not. I don't beat people up. I just goofing in the podcast. I've never beaten somebody up as an adult ever in my life.
Someone had to dance for an entire song.
That's fine. I do that. I do that constantly in front of fucking the craziest Republican lawmakers you've ever seen. So that honestly, like truly, that one would not bother me at all because I've danced it while somebody is like more uncomfortable than anyone's ever been in the world. So
Michael had to ask everyone in the class a personal question about him. And then
These are arguably stupid.
Yes.
What did you have to do?
Mine was I had to.
Wait! What was yours?
I have to remember. What? I had to say what's great about me, and then keep getting more passionate and keep saying more things.
Okay. How would you feel about giving us a little bit of that right now, and I'll give you some epic music. Here we go.
Oh, I do it during the music. It's not that...
Oh, see, because I was thinking at him. Yeah, no, I understand.
Goes like,
I understand, of course. But you guys have to, like, for me, I was kind of like, what the heck? We're just sitting here on the call, just staring at each other. You know what I mean? And I'm like, I'm kind of like, let's wait this out. Let's see how this plays out. No. Yeah, do it during the music here. This is, here we go.
What's great about me is I have a cat that's really cute. What's great about me is I'm on this podcast. And then I kept like doing stuff like that. Mine wasn't that bad.
So can I have a question for you?
More watching other people.
Was the first thing you said that you have a cat?
Yeah.
Ah.
But I like said like too much stuff about it.
Okay. Let me say something to you though. Okay, you have a lot of good things about you. First off, I really do think that. I wouldn't do a podcast if I didn't think that. I wouldn't invite you to my baby shower. But like, it's not that you have a cat. Like, that's your cat is good. Like, give yourself some more credit. Do you know what I mean? The number one good thing about you is that you have a cat. Anybody can have a cat. Like, there's a serial killers have cats. You know what I mean? And their cats might be nice. Like, that's not, doesn't have to say anything about you. So I would say, like, what? I mean, this is what I would say. I mean, you're incredible.
Go for like 3 or 4 minutes.
You're incredibly kind, I would say. If I had to, you're incredibly kind. I don't think this is one thing. I don't think I've ever seen you be mean to somebody before, which is really admirable. You know, you're like extremely like non-confrontational. You know, you're helpful. You're funny. I mean, you're also weird, which to me is positive. Truly, I think I'm very weird as well, and I think people who aren't weird, who are just like really normal, I don't really have that much time for them. So to me, that's a positive thing. So I would say those, and hopefully you touched on some of those rather than just, you know, describing like, hey, what's good about me? Hey, I bought a hat. Do you know what I mean? It's like that's not about you, right?
Yeah.
I mean, your cat's great.
I just started with that, but I said I'd do stand-up comedy, and I said I'm good at cooking.
That's true. You got that. What's that thing you make? Miso salmon. But I'm not going to say what you call
that's
it.
Some other stuff.
I'm not going to say what you call it. I'm not going to say what you call it. I'm not gonna say what he calls it. I won't say it. I won't say it. He calls it miso horny salmon. Okay. So
mine wasn't that. Well,
it really isn't. You got off quite easy as far as the like.
Yeah,
the singing.
It was like my first one, so you gave me.
I got you.
One.
The singing one is, like, hard.
Yeah, I feel like the talking to your dead relatives or like...
Well, that feels like invasive. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't know that I would take that one too seriously and like, you know, get really in depth about it. Did people? Were people like getting emotional? Oh, fuck.
And
it wasn't, that wasn't good to watch, right? That was really uncomfortable to watch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And one was like someone you have a problem with in your life and like say all the things you're frustrated about with them.
Okay. This guy's, I don't know about this guy, this instructor.
Well, after I did mine, he was like, I don't know if you're doing your stand-up shtick. I was like, I don't know what that means.
I don't know if you're doing your stand-up shtick? Buddy, I would have been like, how about I go outside and get a fucking shtick and smack you in the fucking head with it, you piece of shit.
Well, he was like, if that's you, you're quite the character. So that's good, I guess.
Oh, he doesn't believe you're real? The fuck?
He thought of like doing a character.
That's like so fucking stupid because it's like, it's one thing if you're like in the regular world, maybe, but like you're in comedy. It's all a bunch of characters. Everybody's kind of weird. And like, do you know what I mean? It's like, wow, are you doing a like, no, fuck off. I actually hate this guy. I actually hate your instructor. Can you send me a photograph of him?
Yeah.
Send me a photograph and send me his basic schedule of what is, you know, where I can find him at any time in the day. I mean, of course, kidding, but I would like to see a photo of him. I want to see what this guy looks like. Can you show it to me now? Send me in the comments here, in the comments or the private chat, either or. Just type his name and then I'll look it up. Because we won't say his name. We've been far too rude to say his name. I hate that. I hate when I like am so mean.
I think
mean.
We did in the last episode, probably.
We did? You're saying that I already looked at a photo of him last episode?
You looked him up and then you found another guy who's the Star Wars stuff.
That's right. Now I remember. Never mind. Yeah, you can't even find the guy. You look him up and it's a different guy because this guy is so unknown. I'll
text you a picture.
Yeah, text me a picture of him if you have it. I would love to see that fucking guy. All right, let's check out what movies you watch. You watched a movie? Oh, yeah, we checked in before. So, yeah, let's pop over into the band's movie review. What made you watch this movie?
I was just looking on Netflix and stuff, and I wanted like a...
Oh, I get it.
A light movie.
Oh, no, I understand. Little Netflix and chill? Love a Netflix and chill. Yeah. The chill is not exactly what you're thinking. So, okay, so... This is a movie I saw right when it came out because I'm a huge mystery movie fan. I like old school murder mystery movies. That's something about me. I really love those movies. And this is a throwback kind of movie, right? It's safe to say. It's because it's based on a book that's really old. So it's like the series is quite old. And so this is kind of has that throwback feel to it. And the movie, of course, is Confess Fletch. I thought you might have watched it because I thought maybe you were watching Fargo. No?
No.
Oh, okay, because the new Fargo season, John Hamm is the bad guy in it.
Yeah,
so I thought maybe you're like, oh, John Hamm, let's check out his other stuff or whatever. So he's playing Fletch. Fletch is a character in a lot of books. There's tons of books of Fletch. And there's two movies, I think. Fletch Lives and Fletch, I think, with Chevy Chase playing Fletch. And so he's kind of like a wise ass kind of, you know, detective, kind of a cool guy, but sort of a bit of a, you know, a bit of a ne'er-do-well as well. You know, a classic character. And John Hamm plays him really well, Ben. You agree?
Yeah.
Yeah. John Hamm is you know, he's good for the part. You know, he's good for that role. Let's check out Ben's.
His jokes are like pretty bad, but they don't like take away from it that much. They're just like throwaways.
Yeah, exactly. It's not meant to be actually funny. So this is interesting. I need to pull up your activity, your full activity here. So Confess Fletch gets 4 stars. Says, not that interesting or good, but not terrible either. I would disagree. I think it's good. Not great, but good. Good if you want to turn your brain off and not think too much. Well, yeah, that's why I said to you before, it's a really good Sunday afternoon movie where you're not really looking to pay attention to it. You're not like really looking for like a cinematic experience, but you want something, you know, that's like pretty interesting, has some good characters in it, is kind of fun, and there's a mystery that you're sort of following along with. So I enjoyed it. I liked it a lot, but it is my type of movie. But I just wanted to
give it 4 stars. I thought it was.
Yeah, I just wanted to confirm, though, that you did give Saltburn 4.5 stars. So you felt that the film Saltburn was better. I just, every single time you give any movie less than 4.5 stars, I'm going to bring up the fact that you rated Saltburn at 4.5. All right, well, hey, man, movies, eh? Speaking of which, we were meant to go watch that horrible pool movie, Night Pool, Pool Eater, Pool Swallow. but yeah, it's been difficult with the snow and the cold. But
maybe we should see The Beekeeper.
Ooh! Yeah, let's do a switch out. I think they're going to pull that pool movie out of the theaters anyways. Let's go see The Beekeeper. All right, Beekeeper it
that
is.
Looks fun.
That looks like a lot of fun. You want to get fucked right up before we go? Let's get fucking blasted, show up there, get our asses booted out of the theaters. You know what I mean? So, yeah, that could be fun. What about like Saturday or Sunday? Sunday? Is Sunday good for you?
I have class at 5. I can do Sunday earlier.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I also have a stream at 5. So we could maybe if we could find a good like 1 o'clock one or whatever, maybe we could.
Yeah, I can do that.
All right. We'll make it work. We'll make it happen. Ben, anything you want to plug on the podcast before we go here?
No.
Goodbye, everyone.
Maybe the show isn't funny quite as often as it should be. And maybe things don't change enough to be called creativity. To those who think that this show's the best, what the fuck is wrong with you? NEAS Out Podcast. NEAS Sound Podcast.
Well, that ought to hold those